Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Ray's Days, episode 194. This is a weekly diary podcast hosted by me, Ray Taylor. Every Saturday, I share updates on my journey as an artist, podcaster, business owner, and human being. And I'm excited to share my journey with you and hope that my journey can serve as a source of inspiration and positivity for you. In this episode, I am talking about big website updates that have begun, which in turn will add more benefits to the Inspired Disorder Plus members. There's also a lot of changes involved with the many faces that is part of this overhaul on the website as well. As well as my week, I'm going to be talking about my week on a personal note, including what I've been watching, dreams I've been having, updates on my physical and mental health, including fasting and exercising. And as always, at the end of every episode, I will be talking about something that I am thankful for. Let's pause for a minute here. To all the art enthusiasts and lovers of unique creative expression listening in, I have a real treat for you. The Many Faces is a series that you simply cannot miss. These are not just any paintings. They're a journey into a world of abstract and surreal art, each piece meticulously crafted with ink on paper, showcasing a face with its own unique story. This series is a labor of love with new, breathtaking pieces unveiled every single day, starting at just $20 for a 4x6 painting. These artworks offer you the chance to own something truly special, with larger sizes available for those who want to make a bolder statement. Picture an original, emotion-rich artwork from The Many Faces adorning your favorite room. Intrigued? Visit inspireddisorder.com and choose a piece that speaks to you. It's more than art. It's a piece of a larger narrative waiting to be shared. Now let's jump back into the excitement of our show.
So my website, inspireddisorder.com, big updates are happening. They have begun. I'm overhauling what will be available through my website. I'm removing many products, as I've mentioned in past episodes. The Many Faces, my ongoing art series, is going to become more exclusive, is going to be more difficult for people in the public to purchase and have access to my work. The only work that will be available to the public will be the entire collection, 2023 collection of work, which, you know, I'm very proud of all the work I did in 2023. So I'm going to start kind of organizing my paintings by year. Yearly collections, so the previous year is available in full, everything that, you know, is still available that hasn't been purchased yet. As for new work, the work of 2024 series will only be available. My Inspired Disorder Plus members will have the first week exclusive access to purchasing artwork for the first week. Then the next 4 weeks will be available to the public. And then after those 4 weeks, they will go to being exclusive to Plus members again. So the public is only going to have a window of 4 weeks to purchase new work. And of course, until the year 2025, when all of this year's work, remaining work, will be available to the public, just as the 2023 work is available to the public. And of course, there's the limited and signed numbered prints will be available for all of the available originals, 5 prints per original painting. But of course, that is limited to the 2023 collection as well as the 2024 collection. The classic collection, which is all of the work that came before 2023, so 2022 through 2015. All of that is part of the classic collection, and there's going to be a select number of those original pieces that will be available. No prints available for the Classic Collection. So the only way to collect anything before 2023, aside from 30 out of 2,000 paintings, or to collect new work from this year after it expires, is to become an Inspired Disorder Plus member. So you sign up for Inspired Disorder Plus, costs $5, and you get access to every single painting that is part of the ongoing, over 2,300 paintings, along with the members-only discount coupon code. So yeah, much less work will be available. And as far as live shows are concerned, pop-up shows, when I do those events, those will be 2023 collection. 2024 collection will not be part of the live events. Yeah, so, but everything I made through 2023 will be added to what I take to live shows. And of course, there'll be some of the Classic Collection as well, at all the original prices. So Plus members are getting even more access to everything. As far as, so that's the many faces, which I got back to painting this past week. First week back since middle of November. Didn't realize that I'd taken a month and a half off, but it was a nice break from doing painting. So now, and also changed the day I paint, Wednesdays at 4:20 instead of Thursdays at 4:20. So that was, felt good to get back into the habit of painting weekly again. And on the new day was interesting. There's still going to be some adjustment for that aspect of it. And new shirts and products, other products are going to be coming soon. The prices have changed for the 2024 collection. There's a 25% increase on the originals and prints, aside from the 9x12. Everything before that is still at the original prices, but each year I'm going to increase the prices. So not only should you start collecting now while they're available, but also start collecting now while they're still very, they're still, even the new prices are very affordable. It's only a 25% increase. So yeah, so only 4 weeks of the newest stuff at a time, which will be more work for me, having to make sure things are scheduled and get taken off the website, or at least moved on the website every week, having to do that. But I think in general, it will allow for a more easily navigated website and organized. So yeah, I've done the bulk of the changes so far, but still some minor changes that I need to make. And so now it's going to be three collections of artwork. There's the 2024 collection, which only 4 weeks are available, 28 pieces. There's the 2023 collection, which has over 300 original pieces. And then the Classic Collection, which is everything before that. And when you become, if you become an Inspired Disorder Plus member, you get a coupon code, discount code to save. So, you know, not only do you get access to everything when you become a member, but you also can purchase everything at a discounted price. Time for a quick pause from our episode today. Listeners, let's envision a unique addition to your world of art. Picture an artwork that's not just a feast for the eyes, but a rare gem in itself. Enter the realm of the many faces, available now as exquisite limited edition prints. These artworks aren't just visually appealing, they capture a blend of abstract and surreal art, each telling its own silent yet profound story. What sets these prints apart? I personally hand sign and number each one, ensuring that you hold a piece of exclusive artistry. And here's the great news. Luxury doesn't have to be unattainable. With prices starting at just
$5 for a 4x6 print. It's art made accessible for every budget and every wall. So, art lovers, collectors, and everyone in between, seize this opportunity. Add a touch of sophistication and uniqueness to your space. Visit inspireddisorder.com now to claim your piece of this limited edition series. Now, back to more of what you love in our show.
But as far as my week on a personal level, my week overall, I had a good week overall. I'm settling back into kind of my normal workload with a slightly new schedule, painting on Wednesdays instead of Thursdays, but doing, you know, a full, all of the work I normally do, along with settling into my new meal planning, that in addition to fasting. It was a productive week. I had a good week. I got a lot of work done with my website. Really got lost in it and was up super late. I've been up super late working and then going to sleep, waking up, starting to work again, just kind of working nonstop. But feeling good. Not feeling like it feels natural and it happens. It happens, which is the best. I don't feel like I'm forcing myself to get things done. It's just kind of naturally I'm motivated to get things done. As far as what I've been watching this past week, I've started to watch season 4 of For All Mankind. The hopes are to review it next week on the show as the final episode will be released next week, or actually as this episode comes out, it will be released, but looking forward to watching season 4. I love that show. Because it's a show that kind of straddles New Year, it's hard to know if it is a show that I should be adding to the best of 2024 or 23 when it technically finished at 2024. So I don't know. I don't know if it'll make the list, but it's one of my favorite shows, For All Mankind. There's also a few seasons coming up for a few shows that I'm kind of also getting preparing to binge. The Curse I've kind of kept up with for the most part. I've watched a handful of those shows, but love it, as well as Fargo. Watched a bunch of episodes of the newest season of Fargo, but both of those shows will be coming to a conclusion. Those seasons will be coming to a conclusion coming up, so I'm looking forward to watching those. As far as The Always Sunny in Philadelphia, burned through those. I was very surprised that I went through all of those. Of course, I was watching that in the background, so I could put that on again at some time in the future and probably catch a lot of episodes that I didn't really notice before. Also started rewatching Wilfred as my background show, a show that I really enjoyed. It's a very weird, dark comedy. But I love it, and it's been fun to put it back on and see it. The last time I did watch that, I didn't have a dog. I love watching it now that I have a dog, because it's very much about a boy and his dog in a lot of ways. Very dark and surreal and pretty great. Pretty great. As far as dreams, I still not remembering most of them, but I did have a dream where I couldn't think of a word. Like, I literally woke up because I couldn't think of a word in my dream. And then when I woke up, I continued to try and come up with the word. And I think the word was delinquent. I can't remember specifically, but I think that was the word. Or it was just me trying to settle on a word so I could just go back to sleep. The fact that I, like, woke up still caught in a thought loop of, like, a word that I couldn't remember in my sleep. But I don't remember the rest of that dream. That was the only snippet of dream that I had this week versus like the very vivid dreams that I had been having the past month. So I'm not exactly sure what changed. Maybe it's the weed that I've been smoking. Regardless, that's the only dream I was able to capture. Despite I know I had other dreams, I just wasn't able to remember them enough to write it down. As far as my health, my fasting and exercise, my goal is to get down to 180 pounds.
I started at 260 pounds. As of my last weighing, I am at 252 pounds, so I've lost 8 pounds overall. As I'm recording these, I record my episodes on Sunday, so I weigh myself on Mondays. So it'll be interesting to see tomorrow if I've lost any more weight, because I've been doing some pretty extreme fasting, which I love, because you choose a new plan every week. I decided to move my start date to Monday. It was on a Saturday, and that just doesn't work for my schedule. Monday works a lot better for my schedule. And in this new, the plan I chose for this past week was called like a 5-2-8-16 or something like that, where it's 5 days I eat, 2 days I fast the entire day, and then in the days that I eat, I only have an 8-hour window to eat. And the rest of that is fasting. So a lot more simple than the other one, because every day was the same. Like my window for eating was noon to 8 p.m. And then from 8 p.m. to noon the next day, I was fasting, aside from Tuesday and Friday. Tuesday and Friday, I fasted the entire day, which ended up being like 40 hours of fasting, right? So Tuesday was in the middle of a 40-hour fast, and Friday was in the middle of another 40-hour fast, which that was pretty tough. But Wednesday, when I got off the Tuesday fast, I ate a lot less. I felt full way sooner, which I enjoyed. I was happy about that. Thursday, I ate as soon as my fast was over at noon. Had some kind of like cheese and crackers, then worked while I was working. I had the cheese and crackers, but I wasn't really hungry all day. So it's really, I'm already seeing like very different changes. Friday was tough. Friday, when I was in the middle of my second 40-hour fast, definitely more difficult. Definitely hungry for a lot of Friday. And Saturday, I woke up feeling like shit. Like, felt like I was getting sick. But when I broke the fast on Saturday, I started with some pineapple and melon. Man, food never tastes as good as it does when you get off of a long fast. After 40 hours of not eating anything, biting into some melon and pineapple is just so satisfying, so satisfying. But I'm enjoying the fasting still. I'm enjoying this specific schedule that I did this past week. I'll probably do it again this week. But I like that I have options to switch it up in the future. So if, you know, I want to just, you know, make things less robotic, and maybe more challenging, or maybe even less challenging, I have that possibility from week to week. So I'm enjoying it so far, and so far I'm feeling good. I'm feeling better. I feel like I'm losing weight, which we'll see tomorrow when I weigh myself and measure myself, or at least weigh myself. I don't think I'm measuring myself tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see if I've lost any weight. As far as my mental health, I've been good. A little stressed out about whether I should get a car right now or wait. I mean, a lot of that is just thinking, knowing the hassle that will be going to a dealership and just having to do all the stuff. And then also having to start paying insurance and registration and gas, and just all of that stuff is kind of making me hesitant, as instead of just going to buy a car, which I know I have a few selected that I want and they're at prices that I like. So it's like, I should just go get them before they're gone. But I don't know. I'm also not in a big hurry. So, you know, regardless, my mental health has been good, aside from that kind of stress.
Everything else has been good. But as I like to do at the end of every episode of Raised Days, I do want to highlight something that I've been thankful for, that I am thankful for. And one of the things I'm thankful for this week is pretty a general idea, but it's, I'm just thankful for where I'm at in my life. You know, the new year was a big step back, took a big step back at the end of last year, taking time off from painting and just kind of thinking about where I am, what my motivations are, as I think they have changed, especially with the personal things that happened last year. Realizing what motivates me and what my goals are. And, you know, I've made some changes to kind of improve even more throughout this year. But I'm happy with the little life I've built outside of working a regular job. You know, getting out of a place where I felt like I wasn't respected, getting out of a place where I didn't feel valued, where I was just generating money for horrible people that were structurally above me, and just making a life for myself. And it's a very simple life, but I'm very happy with it. And I could not have been possible without my friend offering me a place to live and work at a very reasonable price. Also is in part due to my mom's passing, allowing me to make some upgrades in life and in work with equipment and things like that. I'm thankful for the growth and evolution that has happened with my business, the many faces. I'm so happy with the progression of my work in general. There was a time when I was happy with just kind of one out of every seven paintings, you know, just feeling like they were okay. Now it's rare that a piece disappoints me. I think the consistency of my work and the quality of my work has gone up. And I'm still finding new ways to grow and challenge myself, experimenting with ideas, trying new things, and even the addition of prints and the making prints myself I've enjoyed. Also the past year, the live events that I've been able to participate in, whether it's gallery shows, museum exhibitions, or just like weekly, monthly, like pop-ups have been great. Even meeting people through social media accounts, TikTok, I've made some art friends through social media, which all of that stuff I'm very thankful for. The growth of last year and where I'm at today. So also this show, the Ray Taylor Show, the network of shows that is the Ray Taylor Show, I'm taking all of my experience from producing so many other different kinds of podcasts over the years and crafting a format that is kind of exactly how I want to make podcasts / YouTube shows, and making the Ray Taylor Show more of a network of shows rather than a show that I keep changing depending on what my interests are. But each show within the network represents the things that I feel like talking about, that I am passionate about or enjoy. And there's been many experiments within that as well. I mean, I've done shows with like challenges, like the Pocky One Chip Challenge, the Tarantula Challenge, the Spicy Chocolate Challenge, also Infinite Silence, which is basically an 8-minute episode of silent meditation, very experimental type of podcast or YouTube video. Also Swipe Up, which is a show that I no longer do, but, you know, involving the news, very different type of a show that I used to do. And also a show that generated more death threats than anything I've ever done. Also experimenting with episode recaps of TV shows, something that I've never done, doing the MMA recaps when I was still a fan of MMA. And as my interests have changed over the years, so have the shows, and everything else has changed as well. You know, the production from using, when I started out using a DSLR camera, no notes, just kind of winging it, no ads, basic graphics, episodes were only 10 minutes long, to now where I'm recording on my iPad using a teleprompter app,
for my notes. Having a green screen, better lighting, wearing makeup. You know, it's been a lot of growth with this show. And The Many Faces and The Ray Taylor Show are two well-oiled machines at this point that I constantly try to improve to create more while also staying efficient, you know, freeing me up to do things. Because they're such well-oiled machines, it's freed me up to do things like the user-generated content and other projects and events. So I'm you know, very happy with the state of Inspired Disorder and all of the things that I create under its banner. And I'm also thankful. I'm also happy with the who I am as a person. You know, I've taken many years of self-reflection. I haven't been in a relationship in over a decade. And I've spent a lot of that time just reflecting on who I am, understanding who I am and how I react to things in the universe. And I know that I'm far from perfect, and I will forever be a work in progress. But I'm far more open-minded than I've ever been, you know, trying to just allow myself to be wrong and fix the things that I'm wrong with. I'm also more educated than I've ever been, too. And I know there's a lot more potential for improvement. And that's why I try. You know, trying. You're never going to do anything if you don't try. Failure, success, those are outcomes you don't really have that much control over, but you do control the effort you put into just trying. And that's what I keep trying to do. That's what I keep doing every day. And after more than 20 years of trying, I'm finally understanding and noticing each step in my journey in a different way. My lifelong pursuit as a human who likes to make things. You know, I like to make things. I've found the things that I really enjoy making, and I'm going to keep trying to grow as somebody who makes those things. So that is what I am thankful for, where I'm at, my place of where I'm at. After taking a step back, all of the things that I've been able to do and create, and I'm really happy right now. So I'm thankful for being happy right now. As far as upcoming events, live painting every Wednesday at 4:20 Pacific time over at youtube.com/inspireddisorder. Watch me paint live. Also, now through January 27th is the Desert Views exhibit at the La Quinta Museum. Go check out my painting along with many other artists that are part of the exhibit. And if you want, on January 20th of this year, there is the artist reception for the Desert Views exhibit at the La Quinta Museum. So come by January 20th to check out the work and meet the artists. I will be there. And you can always go to inspireddisorder.com/events for all of my upcoming live and local events. I'm also thankful for the opportunity to connect with all of you through this podcast and for the chance to share my journey with you. Please join the conversation by leaving a comment or rating on your favorite podcast platform or over on youtube.com/inspireddisorder, where all these episodes are available in video forms. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next Saturday for another episode of Raise Days. Subscribe to The Ray Taylor Show on YouTube and everywhere podcasts are found. Binge the full week ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Purchase Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring.